Here now with Temple linebacker Hassan Reddick. And I say linebacker, really, that's what he's playing here at the Senior Bowl. He's played defensive end. You played some linebacker at Temple. You started there as a defensive back. Talk about your transformation now into what you're hoping to be now at the NFL level as an inside linebacker.
Like you said, at Temple, I started off as a cornerback. I then played a little bit of linebacker for the beginning of my redshirt, sophomore year, where I then transitioned to defensive end and played mostly defensive end. My last two seasons, I was kind of like a betweener. I played a lot of defensive end, but I also did a lot of dropping and coverage, doing a lot of lurk on fast quarterbacks at like the linebacker position. And they got me playing in here. It just shows off my versatility. It's allowing me to show, hey, I'm a guy that can rush, also play off the ball. And to that practice, it felt natural. I was patient, making sure I had the proper read. As soon as I seen where the ball was going, I was going to attack. So, I feel natural. I'm letting my instincts and my athleticism take over. Also with my knowledge of what I know I have to do, and I believe that I'm going to be okay.
What has been the one thing that you've been able to take from the defensive end position? And you know, you talked about the natural instincts taking over. You're seeing the ball from a completely different angle now. What is the one thing that you can take from that experience as a defensive end and take it to linebacker?
Physicality and using my hands, you know, just engaging and getting off of blocks, making sure I'm in a proper stance or I'm in a proper position so I can make the play or force the play back to my teammates if I have to.
What's the hardest part about making that transition?
It's learning something new, you know. I'm learning something new. I got to see the big picture now. Before, the picture was like this big, you know. I didn't have to see as much. I had one job to do. I see something, I react. Now I got to see the big picture. I got to set the defensive lineup, communicate with the safeties to make sure that they can communicate with the cornerback. So, it's like being the commander of the team, of the defense, and I think that's that's the biggest transition.
So you've only been through one day of practice now at this point, so you haven't had much time to trash talk, but when you watch the O-line, D-line go one-on-one, you're one of the most productive defenders in college football the last 2 years, getting after the quarterback. Do you kind of look over to the offensive line and say, you're lucky, I'm not sticking my hand in the ground and coming after you guys?
I'm going to get my chance. So, you know, I ain't trash talking yet. There's a lot of good players here. I'm just looking forward to all the competition, showing that I'm one of the best among the best. I believe tomorrow I'll get my chance to pass rush in one-on-ones, and I can't wait to see what they bring.
What's one area that you know, moving into the NFL, whether it's mentally or physically, so many players coming from the Temple program now going to the NFL, that you know you need to focus on, you need to hone in on moving into the league?
Just remain being who I am, you know. Guys, they get big-headed, and my thing is to remain humble. Keep my head down, work hard, and be the best I could be. I'm going to work to be the best at whatever position they put me at, and that's what I'm going to take with me once I go to the NFL.